Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah. We thank the Lord tonight for his goodness, for his grace, and for his mercy. We honor the Lord because he's been good. We thank God for you tonight that desire to tune in and to listen to the Mind of Christ Covenant broadcast hour. We thank God tonight for you, praising him for his blessings and what he has done and for what he's doing even now. Today has been observed as Pentecost Sunday. And we want to take the time out just for a little while tonight to share a word of encouragement, a word of comfort, a word of God with you tonight about this particular and special day, this day of Pentecost. The scripture today that was used or we're using is found in Acts, the second chapter. I'd say the first through the fourth verse. But tonight I want to, if you will, in your own time, read down to verse 13. Because my thought for tonight, my subject for tonight, is going to be there was a sound. There was a sound. Father God, we thank you tonight for your goodness. We thank you for your merciful kindness, for blessing us and keeping us all day long. We thank you, Lord, that we are able to come to share this word tonight and to encourage someone's heart, to speak a word of comfort, a word of deliverance, a word of peace, a word of strength, a word of salvation. Speak a word of encouragement to give them to know they can make it to the next level, to the next step. We thank and we praise you for this word falling on good ground, taking root and springing up into everlasting life. Pray now for those, oh God, who don't have good understanding, that you would touch their minds and hearts and grant them understanding to receive your word in the name of Jesus and to understand what Pentecost is all about. We thank you today, oh God. In Jesus' name, amen. There was a sound. This particular sound changed the lives of the apostles. This particular sound changed the lives of the individuals that were in the room gathered together. They're waiting with the apostles. But we know that Christ had spoke the word and told them to go into the upper room and stay there until you have been endowed with power from on high. Explain to the disciples and let them know that he said, I'm going away. I'm not going to be with you always. I'm going away. For I came and I came to do the will of my Father, to him that sent me. I must sacrifice my life for the world. So as he did and fulfilled his goal and what he had planned and what he had set and what the Father had placed in line for him to do. And as he had set his mind to fulfill the master plan, prepare them and to let them know what was coming and what was to be expected and to take place. And he told them to go there and wait in the upper room. Bible says that here we find that on the day of Pentecost was fully come, that they were all with one accord in one place. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind and filled the whole house where they were sitting. Then there appeared unto them divided tongues, or cloven tongues as of fire, and set upon each of them. And they were filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with other tongues, as the Spirit gave them utterance. They spoke with tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. Again, they spoke in another language as the Spirit, the Holy Ghost, gave them utterance. I said that, quoted that three times because there needs to be a full understanding of what took place on the day of Pentecost. They were not there in the room waiting patiently and begin to go in tongues themselves. They were not waiting patiently in the upper room and decided to begin to speak in a heavenly language, whatever that may be. They were not sitting in the upper room waiting for fall on them, and they began to speak in tongues upon their own, but they were waiting for the Spirit of God. They were waiting for the gift of the Holy Ghost. And while they were waiting there, they were with one mind, and they were with one accord, not on one accord. Stop quoting the scriptures wrong. They were not on one accord. The Bible says they were all with one accord, in one place. So with one accord, they begin to praise and magnify God. With one accord, they begin to worship and adore the Lord. With one accord, they begin to sing hymns and songs and spiritual songs. With one accord, they begin to exalt him. With one accord, they begin to say how wonderful he is and to adore him. With one accord, they begin to think on him. With one accord, they begin to worship him. With one accord, they begin to call on him with one accord. Not one somebody doing something on their own and everybody else on another accord, but they were with one accord in one place. They were all in unison. They were all with one mind, with one like-mindedness, and that was we came to receive the Holy Ghost. Spirit gave them utterance or began to speak. But before the Spirit began to speak, the Bible says that the Spirit of God fell. He descended down in this room, a rushing mighty wind, and there was a sound, and the sound filled the room. The wind filled the room, the sound of this rushing mighty wind. It filled the whole house where they were sitting, where each individual was sitting. The Spirit of God fell on everyone that was present and ready to receive, that was with one accord. They weren't babbling. They were speaking in some tongues on their own. They did begin to go off into some tongues on their own and speak some tongues on their own, saying it's a heavenly language or speaking in the Spirit. But they waited patiently praying and waiting. And because of their patience and their waiting there, and their obedience there, the Bible said the sound came as of a rushing mighty wind. The sound and this wind filled the whole house where they were sitting. And as they listened and heard this sound, there was a result that happened that took place after the sound or during the sound, and that was the Holy Ghost was moving. And as the Holy Ghost was moving, He fell on each of them where they were sitting and waiting on him. And they were filled with the Holy Ghost. They were filled with the Holy Spirit. And then they began to speak with other tongues after they were filled with the Holy Ghost and the Holy Ghost filled them. Then they begin to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance, or as the Spirit of God, the Holy Ghost through them spoke. They spoke as the Spirit of God spoke through them. It was the Holy Ghost that was speaking through them in the other languages. It was not them on their own, or because they felt good or decided to begin to speak, but the Spirit of God moved in them and through them, which caused them to speak the other languages. This sound was heard not only in this room, but there was a multitude that was gathered together around. There was a multitude that was curious and wondering what was taking place, and they were gathered together, gathered around, and as they were gathered around, and they began to witness and see what was taking place, they heard a sound as well. What those that were dwelling around and those that did not, were not in the room, what they heard was they heard these individuals in this room, the different ones that were there waiting from different countries and different parts of the land, as they were speaking, those that were outside, that was around, that came together to witness, they began to hear a sound as well. And there, the sound that they heard was the sound of different individuals from different parts of the country and the land. They begin to speak in their own languages. Baffled them and trying to figure out why is this when Cretans were speaking Arab and Arab was speaking Cretans and Libya was speaking Kyrene and Egypt was speaking different languages. Everybody's language was understood and different individuals from different languages and countries and parts of the land were speaking in their language. They heard a sound. They heard this different, and they said, surely, this must be the working of God. Surely, this must be the wonders of God. But this individual is not even of my race, of my culture. But yet, he or she is speaking my language. I understand what they're saying to me. You had those who were witnessing and began to believe and came to the faith because of them hearing these individuals speaking their language and witnessing and seeing the Spirit of God move. Some came to Christ and was won over because of this. But then you had others mocking them because they said they were drunk with wine. And here we find Apostle Peter. Apostle Peter standing up with the 11, and he voiced it and said, hold on, this is not the drunkenness of liquor or wine, as you suppose. These individuals are not drunk with wine, seeing it is only the third hour of the day. What you see now, this was spoken of by the prophet Joel, and it shall come after the last days that I will pour out my Spirit upon all flesh. And on today, the Lord is speaking, listen for the sound, for there is a sound that comes directly from heaven. There is a sound that sounds different than what you've been used to hearing or what this new fad or tradition or custom, this new phase has been going on now. But there is a particular and certain sound that comes directly from the throne of God. And he's saying tonight, listen for the sound. Stop listening to all this other stuff around you. This noise that pretends to be or comes off to be me, but it's not the sound from me. I didn't send that sound. I didn't ordain that sound. I'm not in that sound. He said, listen to the sound directly from the throne of God. There is a sound tonight, my brother, my sister, and it's up to us to search out and find out what this sound is coming from the throne of God. God bless you. Be encouraged until we meet again on next week. Listen for that sound on tonight. God bless you.